كان في جهاز سيجر Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasad Guru Hare Shri Madhya Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadam Nirvasesha Sanyavani Pastatari Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Read from Srimad Bhagavatam 5 chapter 3 verse 9 Tadyata Bali Shanam Swayam Atmana Shreya Param Avidusham Parama Parama Purusha Prakta Harsha Karunaya Sva Mahimanam Chapa Vargakyam Upa Kalpayasyam Svayam Napachita Evetaravad Iho Palakshtaha. Translation, O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually we're present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Purport, Lord Vishnu was personally present in the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the arch-vigor of the deity of the temple is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of God presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchitananda vigor of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood, and therefore he accepts the form of stone and wood, and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act. As he does, we cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship, because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Mahajanabi. O most worshipful of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at St. King Navi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Purport, Nija Purusha Nikshana Vishaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna says, Samo Aham Sarvabhuteshu. I am no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me is in devotion, is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of God is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruit of reactions of his own work, and the Lord within everyone's heart is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, deliver the bias and to annihilate the miscreants as well, so to reestablish the principles of religion I have in myself millennium after millennium. Thus Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not advent himself simply to kill the demons, but that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Navi was to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Translation, O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Artha, Dharma, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just as we can see you. You have come out of your abundance and caused us mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called Apavarga liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. But because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. So here this priest understands that the Lord's appearance is not because the Lord has some self-interest, but to give benefit to those who see him. So of course, ultimately, you can say, the Lord does have some interest, and that interest is to help us devotees. As Prabhupada mentions, he comes sometimes to kill demons, etc. But that is secondary to his main cause of his appearance, and that is to give benefit to the devotees. That is, of course, by killing demons, he also protects devotees. But as Prabhupada also mentions, he can kill the demons through his agents. But the Lord must appear personally to satisfy his devotees. He can't do that through an agent. He must personally appear, and this will be satisfying to them. So here he has appeared at the sacrificial arena of King Nabi. And priests understand they're not so qualified, but the Lord has done this in order to give benefit to these persons, the priests, and to King Nabi. And this way they get some spiritual benefit. They, of course, also understand that they do have some material interest that actually wanted to get a son for King Nabi. And so Artha, Dharma, and Kama are automatically included in their interest. And at the same time, they mention Apavarga. This is the one quality of the Supreme Lord, to bestow liberation. Of course, Apavarga has another meaning. Generally, we consider Apavarga means absence of the problems of the material world, so we take that as liberation. But in the Bhagavatam, it is also shown that the word Apavarga actually means devotion or bhakti. And so sometimes the word is not simply liberation, but also bhakti. So just as we have Artha, Dharma, Kama, and Moksha, we also have Prema as one of the goals. So Apavarga can refer either to the Moksha aspect or to the Prema aspect. So of the two, of course, the Lord is more interested in the Prema aspect for his devotees. He's not interested in the mere liberation aspect. So, yes, of course, when one has Prema, one is liberated from the material world, but that is not the goal of the devotee or the goal of the Supreme Lord. So by appearing before the devotees, the Lord gives benefit in the form of helping them advance in bhakti. How? Well, because they can perceive the Lord. They can appreciate his wonderful form, his wonderful qualities, and his wonderful instructions personally. So this is a great inspiration for the devotees. They understand factually the Lord has a wonderful spiritual form and wonderful qualities and wonderful activities. And this way they can continue their sadhana or bhava or prema with great enthusiasm. So the appearance of the Lord becomes an inspiration for these devotees. So under normal circumstances, of course, the Lord does not appear. Generally he makes his appearance when a devotee has got to the stage of bhava, which is quite a rare stage, and not before that. The priests understand they're not at that stage, and yet the Lord has appeared. So therefore they admit that actually we are ignorant. We do not know anything, but still you have come here. So this is because of the great mercy of the Supreme Lord. For the benefit of these persons, not for his own interest, he has made his appearance here. So similarly, the Lord also appears as the deity. So as we said, we cannot see the Lord under normal circumstances until we get to Bhava or Prema stage. Yet the Lord appears in the form of the deity. So this again is mercy of the Supreme Lord that he does this. A form of wood or metal or stone is not necessarily the Lord. But when the Lord agrees to enter into that form, then it becomes the Supreme Lord. So that is established by the ceremony of Pratishtha Karma and by the continued worship with devotion of the devotees. This ensures that the Lord is present. So why does the Lord want to sit there in the temple when he has Vaikuntha or Goloka, Gokul in the spiritual world? Because he's merciful to the devotees again. Yeah, just as he will sometimes appear, as he does here, to the sages and the Purohits to inspire them, so he also appears in the deity form. These devotees are not, those who are worshipping the deity, are generally not on the Bhava platform. They are doing sadhana bhakti. So they're not qualified, in one sense, to see the form of the Lord. Yet the Lord enters into that form of stone or wood or whatever, and in this way the devotees can see the Lord. So this is some mercy or compassion of the Supreme Lord upon the jivas. Now, of course, even deity worship is not considered so practical in Kali Yuga. People are not even qualified for deity worship in general. Whereas in Dwarpa Yuga, people by their very nature had pure qualities, so they could start the worship of deities. In Kali Yuga, that is not so. So instead of recommending deity worship, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended chanting the name of Krishna. So I will say, well, that's a name, it's not a form of the Lord. But we also know that the name and the form and the qualities and activities of the Lord are non-different. So through the name, the form, qualities and activities of the Lord can also manifest. So this is the form of the Lord that appears for the people in Kali Yuga. They can chant the name, and through that they can realize the Supreme Lord. So this is the main process in Kali Yuga. And other processes like deity worship or meditation or sacrifice are all secondary elements. They can be done, but the main process is chanting the name of the Lord. So this is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course it's also the Yuga Dharma. So the name of the Lord is not different from the Lord. The special quality in Kali Yuga is that it's the name of Krishna and Radha. So it's very special because through these names we can actually realize Radha and Krishna. So the Lord is merciful because he manifests himself through the name. He appears through the name. So the devotees in Kali Yuga partake of Nam Sankirtan as the main process. At the same time, as they advance, then they become qualified so that they can also worship the deity. So therefore, deity worship is not forbidden in Kali Yuga, but it is prescribed when the person becomes qualified. So in that sense, it is not so practical for everybody, but for those who are serious devotees, then they can also worship the deity. This does not mean, however, that this takes prominence over chanting the name of the Lord, because that's still the main process people should follow.
Nevertheless, our acharyas like Rupa Goswami advise that along with the chanting of the holy name, we also worship the form of the Lord in the temple, deity worship. So this also assists the chanting of the name. So just as the name is includes the form and causes, etc. If we have the form of the Lord before our eyes, this also helps us realize the form and the name. We may have descriptions in scripture, or we may have pictures. These help us also understand the form of the Lord. If we have the deity in the temple, we get more of an understanding of the form of the Lord. So therefore, this assists in manifesting the form of the Lord through chanting the name. So we don't separate the two processes ultimately. The two are related to each other. The worship of the deity in the temple supports the chanting of the name, so we can easily realize the form and qualities of the Lord within the name. So these are processes recommended by our acharyas. Chant the name of the Lord and we worship the deity. So this form of the Lord and the deity, like the form within the name, is an aspect of the Lord's mercy. He does this for our benefit, not because he needs anything, but to help us advance, the Lord appears. Sometimes the Lord in the deity form will become very special, and he actually will respond directly to the devotees. So we have cases of that, such as Sakshi Gopal, in which the Lord walked, or other cases where the Lord responds and eats the foods offered by the devotee, etc. The Lord actually responds in a very remarkable way. Or in the case of Gopal Bhatta, the Shalagram turned into a form of the Lord because of the devotion. So the Lord is so compassionate and merciful to the devotees that in that deity form, he will sometimes directly respond and go beyond his form, that stone or wood form or whatever, which is immobile, and actually become active for the devotee. And respond directly to the devotee's service. So this indicates that that form in the temple is non-different from the Lord. So it is not simply stone or wood or whatever. The Lord is there. And when he so desires, he can activate and move just like he is in the spiritual world. So this is the aspect of mercy of the Lord. So he does this for the benefit of the devotees. On the highest stage, of course, once a person has reached prema, he does not need to advance in one sense, because it's not sadhana he's doing, and he's already 100% purified and perfect. So the Lord still acts on behalf of the devotee. So in prema, the Lord is attracted or overcome by the devotee. That is the aspect of Krishna Karshani, being attracted to bhakti in prema. So in that stage of prema, the Lord actually comes under the control of the devotees. And that's why he may do remarkable things even in the deity form. And he may manifest himself personally. Why? Because he is under the control of that devotion of the devotee at that stage. The devotee has got such wonderful devotion that the Lord must respond to him. He's eager to respond to him. So that is the nature of the Supreme Lord. The Lord, of course, can also appear in other forms besides nama and vigraha. He can also appear through meditation. So meditating on the form of the Lord is also a form of the Lord. If we look in the Bhagavatam, it says there are different forms of the Lord, such as metal and jewels and wood and paint and sand and whatever. That's so one of them is mental. So you can make a mental form of the Lord even. And that is in jhana. So in Satya Yuga, the people worship the Lord through jhana. So the form of the Lord was mental, manasik. That's also a form of the Lord. And one can worship the Lord in that way also. And it is non-different from the Lord. It becomes non-different from the Lord. So there's a story told, actually in the Nectar of Devotion there. Jiva Goswami tells the story of how in relation to jhana as a process of bhakti, one of the angas of bhakti is jhana. So jhana there does not mean simply abstract meditation, but meditation on the form of the Lord. So he tells the story there of the brahmana who was very poor and he didn't have a deity to worship. And then he heard a lecture in which someone said that if you can worship the deity in your mind, it is non-different from worshiping a deity. So then he was very enthusiastic because he didn't have any money, he didn't have any deity. But he could use his mind. So he bathed early in the morning on the ghat, and then he sat down and meditated. And then he meditated on calling the Lord and using all sorts of wonderful gold pots and taking water from all the holy tirthas and worshipping the Lord, bathing the Lord, and decorating the Lord with all sorts of wonderful jewels and crowns, etc. He was doing this all in his mind because the lecturer said the Lord is not different from this, even in meditation. So he was excited and he did that. And then he came and he made an offering to the Lord of some payasam. And he was carrying the payasam and happened to get his finger into the payasam and it was hot and he burned it. Burned his thing. And then he came out of his trance because of that. And then actually his finger was burned. Of course, the Supreme Lord himself was very moved by the devotion of this brahmana. And later he took him to Vaikuntha. So the idea there is that even in meditation there's a form of the Lord. That is also an appearance of the Lord when it becomes devotional. And that, in that sense, it's a mercy form also. So the Lord can appear within the mind, he can appear in the name, or he can appear in the deity form made of stone or marble or metal or jewels or whatever. In any case, he's there to try to please the devotees and help them advance in their devotion. No, there's no consideration one way or the other. Of course, those elements which are permanent are considered usually preferable than the ones that are perishable. So clay and things like that are not considered so advisable because they have to be discarded later on.
What stage the name will be in the other like the form
Of course, we understand that the Lord's form and qualities are revealed in bhava. Bhava stage.
The installation of the deity, if there is no proper archana in the deity, what will be the reaction to that?
Then the Lord leaves. If there is aparad committed, then the Lord leaves, doesn't stay there. How the devotee?
Bharat Maharaj was in Bhava stage 3, he got attracted to the gear.
Bhava is not a perfect stage. The Lord reveals himself to those persons, but they are not completely perfect at that stage. So they can fall from that position also.
How far is the meditation recommended for those who meditate?
Well, it's one of the angas, just like deity worship and so many other angas are there, so it can be done, provided one has control of the mind. And this is part of deity worship also, because they have a manasa puja within the deity worship itself. So to some degree, one has to meditate in deity worship by doing that manasa puja before actually worshiping the deity. Yeah, but as far as the main process for our development in Kali Yuga, chanting the holy name is the process for the population at large. We don't neglect deity worship, but that is done as well as or an assistant to chanting the name. So we don't neglect the name. No. In fact, it's advised that one should chant the name of the form of chant, do japa and chant before the Lord, the form of the Lord. And we see the example of the Goswamis in Vrindavan. They chanted and they had deities. Well, it's up to the Supreme Lord, of course, when he wants to do that, and at what stage the person is at. Mm-hmm. We can't demand the Lord do anything, so it's up to the Lord.
Doing the regular shift. So, I don't know, any doubt about it.